Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 27 for week 29 of the Rotary year, January 14th, 2019. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Club 27's Rotarians kicked off the new year in a fun way by attending one of several fellowship groups hosted by fellow Rotarians. Over 85 members attended meetings at either ChildServe, Courage League Sports, Hope Ministries, Des Moines Playhouse, Des Moines Social Club, or Iowa State Bank. Thanks to those Rotarians who opened up their businesses and hosted these opportunities to get to know each other better and to share fellowship. We're entering a very busy time of year for our Rotary Club as several committees begin their work in earnest. The Scholarship Committee has met and is finalizing details for sending out applications to local Des Moines public high schools for senior scholarships. The International Service Committee is working on details for another spectacular International Summit event to be held late this spring. And the Rotary Youth Exchange Committee is making preparations to welcome a new exchange student in the fall. As if that's not enough, our president-elect Don Flannery is preparing to attend many leadership training events as he prepares for his year of service, which begins this coming July 1st. This February, Don and Kitty will be representing Club 27 at the Large Club Conference in Long Beach, California. This is a wonderful training opportunity for clubs our size and larger with executive directors, with featured sessions as well as breakout small group opportunities. We're fortunate to be able to tap into the experience and wisdom of other large club leaders and executives. Now, before he leaves for this conference, Don and his wife Beth are going to host our annual February Fling on February 8th at the Wakanda Club. This year, they are taking it up a notch by welcoming Piano Palooza. If you've not heard this talented piano duo, you are in for a real treat. According to Tony Bonenkamp, quote, "Piano Palooza makes me feel like I'm watching the Beatles and the Rolling Stones at the same time," unquote. Apparently, this is a completely false quote by Tony. But he and Jerry Lorenzen are not only accomplished musicians, but they make for a hilarious comic team. Since it's kind of a Valentine's preview, it's fun to know that our own Ashley Bonenkamp is Tony's better half. Now, how cool is that? Be sure and make reservations for you and your Valentine for this musically fun evening of fellowship and laughs. Speaking of our president-elect, I thought it'd be good to welcome him to Rotary Roundabout so that you may learn more about him and some of his plans for his year of service. Don is a native of Iowa City and graduated from Iowa State University with a communications degree. He and his wife, Beth, are parents of three wonderful and talented children. In his professional career, Don is with Wells Fargo Advisors, where he currently serves as Senior Vice President and Investment Officer. Don joined the Rotary Club of Des Moines in 1999 and was sponsored by Scott Brunsheen. Let's hear more from Don.
So we're here talking with President-elect Don Flannery and visiting about his Rotary experience as well as his planning taking over the reins as president of the Rotary Club of Des Moines. So Don, welcome to Rotary Roundabout. And you might want to share a little bit about how you came into Rotary, what your experiences has been, and then maybe also the whirlwind of things that you're undergoing to become president. So I'll let you visit about that.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Sean, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to share some thoughts. My Rotary journey, I guess, began almost 20 years ago. I was in a breakfast club that had a couple of Rotary members in it. Chip Overton, Mike Wollerman, were a couple of the guys that were in the Breakfast Club, and every so often they'd talk about Rotary and want to know what that was about, and so they told me a little bit more information, and so I think actually it was Scott Brunsheen that sponsored me as a member quite a few years ago, and so it was enjoyable to go through the process to learn more about the club. When I started, I didn't know all that much about Rotary, but through the years I've come to know a great deal, and it's just an honor to be involved with something such as this.
So what year was that?
I think it was about 1998, 1999.
Okay, so almost a 20-year member.
Almost a 20-year, yeah.
Great. Yeah. And you have been a perfect attender for the last fill-in-the-blank...
18 years.
18 years, okay.
18 years. Yeah.
Fantastic. Good for you.
Well, thank you. I don't know. Once I got the first couple down, it wasn't too hard to keep it up. The record, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that is greatly admired, and I'm working on year 8. So
well, that's great.
I've got a few more to catch up with you. But tell me a little bit about your planning for the presidency. I know you and Kitty are making plans to go to the large club conference, but what are some of your expectations for that experience?
I'm looking forward to that. It's a meeting of the large club president-elects from around the country. We're meeting in California, and it's hosted by the Long Beach Rotary Club. It's a 3-day event in February. There will be breakout sessions specifically targeted towards some of the challenges and opportunities of being a president of a large club. I'm looking forward to it.
So when I had the opportunity to attend that, the thing that I... frankly, that I appreciated the most was just the interaction of some of these other club presidents, as well as the executive directors. And I had found that, we are very fortunate that Kitty is held in very high regard among her peers as an executive director. But I also was kind of pleased to know that a lot of the challenges that we face and the opportunities that we face as a larger club are not that unique, because every club... You know, our size and larger has the similar challenges, and they also have the similar opportunities as well. So when you finish that up, then your next step is the president-elect training.
Yes.
And that takes place in
Ames.
In Ames, okay.
Yes,
yeah.
In March.
Right.
So
right.
All of the incoming presidents for every club in District 6000 will be there attending. And I'm looking forward to that because I'll get to meet all the president-elects from around District 6000.
Yeah, and we also, and that alternates, that location alternates between Ames and Rochester, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year it's in Ames, but every other year it comes back. And I know that they co-locate that with a couple of other districts as well. At least last year we had that... in Rochester, we
okay,
had a couple
great.
Other districts. So, you get to see kind of a wider perspective of how active Rotary is across a wider swath of the Upper Midwest here with some of the districts that are involved with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, with your role as president, I know that your term starts here on July 1st, and I finally get to step away. But what are some of the things you're looking forward to during your term as president?
I'm really looking forward to working with all the committees and working with the membership. We've got a great group of committees that does so much wonderful work.
Yeah.
And just communicating to them, what a great job they're doing. And working with them to see if there's anything that can be done at the board level to
mm-hmm.
help them.
Yeah. So. Well, and we've got such dedicated people on the board too. I'm very excited about the leadership that's coming up and the way that they're going to work together. So I think things are going to be working very well in everyone's favor, especially for the club's favor.
That's right.
Going forward. I know that I'm personally getting very excited about this February fling with Pianopalooza.
Yes,
and I'm putting a little plug in here early for you.
Thank you. I appreciate appreciate that.
What are some of the other festivities that you've got planned for that evening? Or maybe you want to keep that under your hat. I don't know. It sounds like it's going to be just a great evening.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. It's my honor and my wife Beth's honor to be the host for the February Fling this year. The details on that, it'll be Friday, February 8th. The celebration will be at Wakanda, mm-hmm. in the same room that we have our weekly meetings in. The evening starts at 6:30 with a cocktail, an hors d'oeuvre hour. We'll have heavy hors d'oeuvres, so there'll be plenty of food. We'll have nice desserts. And then about 7:30 is when the entertainment starts. And this year we've booked the entertainers of Pianopalooza, Tony Bonenkamp, who is the spouse of Ashley Bonenkamp,
one of
our club members, is 50% of Pianopalooza, and his partner Jerry Lorenzen. They're wonderful entertainers. They've performed around the Midwest. They have a routine where they bring in two baby grand pianos facing each other, and then they'll take requests and tell a few jokes and maybe fracture a few song lyrics and look forward to interaction with the audience. There'll be a little audience participation, but only if you want to. It's nothing required. You can certainly sit there and just observe and enjoy, but I'm really looking forward to the evening.
Well, when you sent out the invitation, which was really well done, by the way, I really liked that flyer.
Thank
you. Great, great looking flyer. I had heard them before and remember that they were, musically, they're very talented, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I went and saw a quote that said, listening to Pianopalooza is like listening to the Rolling Stones and the Beatles at the same time. And yeah. And then it says, this is a totally erroneous quote by Tony.
That's right.
So you could tell that these guys are, these guys definitely have a bent towards the silly and having fun at the same time. So really, that's going to be a great evening. So I hope we can get a good crowd out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So are there any other things you'd like to share? Visions, goals, ideas, hopes, aspirations for the club?
Well, at this point, I've got a lot of ideas rolling around in my head, and some of them are making their way to paper, and others are making their way to a few sounding boards that I have within the club.
Great.
So I'm looking forward to my year as president. Really am. I really wanted to take advantage of the additional Rotary seminars I've got coming up with large club conference, and then the Pets Conference as well.
That's great. Well, Don, thanks for visiting with us, and I would certainly encourage Rotarians who've not had the opportunity to introduce themselves to you yet to please do so, and maybe they can share their Rotary story as well. So,
thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for your time. This is fun.
Thank you, Sean.
You bet.
Thanks to Don for his time, and if you've not already done so, please reach out to him and thank him for his service, and be sure to share your story about Rotary with him too. The new member induction committee meets this Thursday, the 17th, at 11 a.m. to welcome new members, and the Rotary Youth Exchange meets at 1 p.m. after our meeting. Remember that the 11th annual Polio Plus Night with the Iowa Wolves, formerly known as the Iowa Energy, will be held on Saturday, February 2nd at 7 p.m. at Wells Fargo Arena. As a reminder, the Des Moines Rotaract Club will be meeting Tuesday, January 15th for its first social event of 2019 at Smash Mouth in West Des Moines beginning at 5 p.m. The event is open to anyone interested in learning more about Rotaract. Rotaract is a global movement of young leaders ages 18 to 30 who are developing innovative solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I hope that you are, please share them and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening. And as always, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.